Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Thursday morning, so we are talking about knowing God, developing an intimate, supernatural relationship. And again, we'll be going into detail next week about our schedule changes and some of the other things we're going to be modifying. And it's always good to hear from you. So if you've got any thoughts or ideas that you'd like to incorporate or see addressed, go ahead and drop me a line at diane@wecanprepare.org. And again, our goal is going to be moving along a little bit more quickly than covering a lot of the teachings we've been going over. They're all going to stay up in the archives, the previous podcasts we've done, so they're all stay available. But we do want to be moving forward and making some of this more practical, showing you this is how it works, rather than telling you about what we're talking about, we're actually going to be doing it. So hopefully that will be something that everyone will be able to follow along and track with. We're really looking forward to being able to share much more clearly what it is that the Lord has been doing, rather than just following along and saying, you know, this is how you do it. We want to really show this is what it is that we're looking at. This is how this works. So now, last broadcast, we had a lot of interference. So if you're having trouble hearing or logging in and you want to let me know, that'd be fine. Appreciate the feedback. As usual, we're not getting one heck of a lot of help from or assistance from Blog Talk Radio as far as correcting things. So if there's any issues or challenges that you're having in either logging in or if there's a sound quality issue, let me know and I will call back in. We'll reconnect. In fact, I'm kind of doing that now as we're talking just so I can try to get access to the broadcast we're doing now. So hopefully you are being able to hear me. I'm going to assume that. I'm not seeing that anybody's having any challenges right now, so I'm going to go ahead and log in and move forward with our program for today. So again, what we've been looking at is supernatural manifestations. And we've looked at the eight steps. This is how to experience what God is doing. And we want to be fully aware of the range of manifestations that can occur. Now, we are very limited in our perception and our understanding about the supernatural to begin with. So when we talk about how God is revealing himself through the supernatural and training us through the supernatural, we can have mixed understanding. So what we're going to do is just lay out, when we talk about general supernatural manifestations, what we mean. You may have heard it taught a different way and different parameters, different boundaries. That's fine. We're not saying that this is the only way to approach this. What we are saying is that you want to be objective about what you've been taught and what you believe. In other words, does what you believe work? Is it bringing you into greater experience, understanding, rest, liberty, freedom, peace? Or is it instilling fear, ignorance, staying away from something that maybe God wants you to be involved in? And one of the, again, the way we start in this is ask, Lord, is this something you want to talk to me about? Is this something you want me involved in? Is this something you want me to pursue? So when we talk about that, when we look at how God is doing things, we want to be aware that He is not doing things to be difficult. He is not trying to be hard. He is not trying to be looks like people are having trouble. I'm going to go ahead and log out and start again. Hopefully we'll be able to pick this up. So there's going to be a little interruption here, and then we'll pick up, hopefully, right back up. Okay, well, hopefully we are back on air. And we are again talking about general supernatural manifestations. We want to start with talking about miracles, signs, and wonders. Scriptures refer to a wide variety of ways the Lord has manifested Himself supernaturally in the past and to others. Now, one thing we want to remember is that things are not always what we perceive them to be. We don't want to get into the notion that we know what certain terms mean, how they are expressed by others. This is why it is so important that we experience and understand things for ourselves and not necessarily be looking at what others have evaluated and expressed that this is what God is doing, for instance. But we want to be aware that as we depend on God and He provides the training, what we experience is going to be different than other people's experienced. So, now, if you're trying to log in, it looks like it's not picking up, so it's not you, but hopefully it is being recorded, and I'm assuming that. But rather than go through each way, one of the ways that God manifests Himself to us supernaturally, we can just say that because our Lord is Lord of all, there are no limits to the ways He can move in and upon His creation. Remember, He created the supernatural realm. There's nothing in the supernatural realm that is not under His control. God doesn't have any enemies. Okay? He's not at war with Satan. He's not at war with any of the demons, any of the strongholds. They're all under His control. Nothing's you and I. And this whole idea that we have free will so we can resist Him, that's baloney. You don't have a free will until it's submitted to your spirit. And until you are complete in Him, that won't be the case. So to think that you have a free will now to try to disprove a fantasy is impossible. Instead, we want to look at the reality that your soul, your mind, will, and emotion are still in the process of being free. We make up doctrines and beliefs to suit ourselves. We create notions and concepts because it gives us a sense of control. So it's not about this is being in a certain way, relating in a certain way. Instead, when we talk about our free will, what we're trying to say is we're trying to find explanations for why God does certain things and doesn't do other things. Coming up with these explanations keeps us from having to learn how to ask. And again, that's what it's coming down to, is God wants us to ask him. He wants us to ask him, Lord, is this from you? Lord, is this something you want me to pursue? Lord, teach me about this. But doing that would cause us to be in relationship with him. It would make demands on us. We would have to give God a lot more time and attention than we're doing now. It's easier to come up with our own doctrines than to rely on him. Relationships are hard. They're not easy. Now, relating with God is simple. He's real clear. He knows what you need, and he knows how he's created you, and he knows what it is that you needed in a given time. And when we realize how much he loves us, and we start getting the idea of what he's really wanting to do on our behalf, we start to get the notion, and we start to experience that peace that comes from experiencing him. But until then, when we think that God is, it's almost mechanical. When we think that our relationship is based on mechanics, that's when we have problems thinking that we are going to be able to control and structure our relationship with him basically by method. When we think we can come up with a method to our madness, shall we say, we think that, again, if we do this, that, and the other thing, then God will be obligated or will be able to then move on our behalf. That's just not the way he does things. That's just not him, and that's not our relationship with him. So as we learn about the supernatural realm, we're learning to depend on him to teach us exactly what we need to know. Now, of course, the enemy can duplicate many of these signs. And we're talking about miracles, signs, and wonders here. And even we ourselves often elevate just our normal circumstances and the natural. We do this a lot with weather, to the sign level. What's a sign? We'll delve into the subject a little deeper later, but for now, it's important to recognize that signs and wonders and miracles are to be witnesses to the truth that's being expressed. In other words, when God does give us a sign or a miracle or a wonder, it's not so we can stop and admire the sign, the miracle, or the wonder. It's to draw us to Him. It's like, over here, over here. So as we recognize that, that's when we start really being able to experience whatever He has for us, whatever supernatural manifestation there is, without getting caught up with evaluating it. We can accept it as it comes, knowing that God is going to teach us, if it's from Him, if it's for us, what we're supposed to do with it. So many people are afraid of experiencing supernatural manifestations because they're afraid they won't know what to do with it. Okay, so say you have this dream, say you have this vision, say you have this healing. Now what? And again, you go to God. Lord, what do I do with this? And as He lets us know, moment by moment, we can rely on Him to tune our senses. Just as we've learned to walk and we've learned to drive a car and you know how to talk now, hopefully, you can relax and just live your life relying on those skills. So as we have an expectation of experiencing miracles, signs, and wonders in our lives on a regular basis. You know, we look at Jesus' 3.5 years of public ministry, and they were filled with miracles, signs, and wonders. And yet He said, greater things shall you do. And we're hardly doing anything. And when something happens, like, oh my gosh, God is really moving, or it's a revival, it's breaking out, and we make a big deal out of it, when it's the lowest level of what we should be experiencing. And I'm saying that just to encourage you to want more. Not that it's bad that this is where we're at. It's just reality that this is where we're at. But want more. Don't settle for where you're at now, as far as these experiences, as far as your comfort and authority in and over the supernatural realm. Remember, this is your realm. This is your area to learn to rule and reign over. Your next task is to rule and reign over the supernatural realm, and eventually the natural realm as well. It's imperative that we all learn to distinguish those manifestations that are to signify truth from those that are created to manipulate or confuse. Rather than creating an encyclopedia of signs, wonders, and miracles that He has performed, instead, we will focus on His character and love for us. In other words, does the vision you've just seen, does it entice you toward God? Or does it instill fear? That's how we start understanding and being aware and separating ourselves from the vision or from any experience. Say an angel appears to you. How do you know if it's an angel from God or an angel of light from, you know, the demonic? Well, what is it telling you to do? What is it saying? How are you feeling? How are you responding? You're constantly asking God, is this from you? Is the angel directing you towards greater dependence on God or putting a greater burden on you? again, we can be objective and evaluate and not get caught up in these signs, miracles, and wonders. The more time we spend with God, the more easily and accurately we recognize his activities. And the more we experience the supernatural and begin to exercise our authority over it. Now, as we move forward, that's one of the things we will be looking to do, is have greater opportunities for sharing our experiences, because we want to learn from one another. We want to be connected in discussing our travels. One of the great advantages we have, technologically speaking, is to be able to share one another's motivations and mistakes. It's so much easier if you can gain knowledge from someone else's mistakes, because each one of us are going to make enough of our own as it is. There may be some that we can avoid because we can learn from other people's mistakes. And by mistakes, I just mean when we misinterpret something, when we discount something, when we push away something, when we misinterpret. Because that's what we want to look at. We want to see if our senses, excuse me, our senses are being tuned accurately. Because when we talk about knowing him, again, we want to be objective about this. So next, then, we want to look quickly at dreams, visions, and trances. And the distinction is miracles, signs, and wonders usually happen out there. Dreams, visions, and trances usually happen in here. That's just a general description. The signs and wonders are something we see. We can sort of see that they're out. They happen in our environment, the signs, wonders, and miracles. But dreams, visions, and trances usually happen internally within us. So we want to be aware that we can start there. And the purpose of breaking these up is to have that recognition that it's something to be studied. So when we talk about dreams, visions, and trances, we look at some practical approaches to receiving and interpreting all three, dreams, visions, and trances. For now, let's just settle it that God reveals himself to us personally in those ways and any other way he chooses. That we don't have to be concerned. We don't have to be following along a path that others have set for us. You can ask God to make himself real to you in these ways. If these are interesting to you, ask for them. What do we go through those eight steps? How to experience the supernatural realm. The step number three, ask. Lord, give me dreams. Lord, teach me about your signs. And when he does this, you know, so often we think, okay, well, in an emergency, God will come through and give me a sign. Well, we don't want to wait till an emergency. Because all these things, you know, miracles, signs, wonders, dreams, visions, and trances are already happening in your life right now. They are simply tools in your supernatural tool belt. And the Lord wants you to become handy with them. He's made these tools available to you, and he wants you to learn how to use them. So they're not for an emergency. They're not for, you know, well, when really God can't get through to us, or if there's something really big, that's when he pulls out one of these supernatural manifestations. No, he wants us used to how they work, what they're like, how to use them, and understand them now and on a regular basis. Now, we understand that, yes, they can be copied by the devil and even by our own soulical power. But let me ask you something. Do we stop using $20 bills because there are counterfeit $20 bills out there? I don't think so. We simply learn to find ways to distinguish between what is real and what merely appears to be real. When you go to pay for something with your $20 bill, they test it. And you continue to use your $20 bills until someone says, nope, this is wrong. Someone in authority says, nope, this isn't a real $20 bill. So we pursue things, trusting that the Lord, we pursue the supernatural realm, trusting that the Lord will provide the training we need. And we are sensitive to his authority. If he comes out and says, okay, this is not for me. Now, there is going to be times when we will have a supernatural experience and we will think it's from God, but it won't be. But even kind of more off-putting and kind of awkward and something we're going to have to get over is there's going to be times when you have supernatural experiences and you think it's from the devil. And it's not. It's from God. It's reality. And this very often comes from our belief system. We think that this couldn't be from God. This couldn't be his communicating with me. This couldn't be a sign from him. Because it's scary or it's ugly or whatever. It doesn't fit in with our ideas. So this is where we have to learn to depend on him. Because remember, they're all happening right now. It's on us. It's how important it is for us to be able to distinguish between something the Lord wants us to pay attention to and what we can brush aside. And how do we respond to that? Lord, is this you? Is this something you want me to pay attention to? What do I do with this? Lord, what is your interpretation of this? We don't need any books for dream interpretation. We don't need a Bible for dream interpretation, for vision interpretation. We've got the author of the dream, the author of the vision. He will tell us what it means. So my apologies for the technical difficulties. Hopefully you've still been able to get something out of this. We'll be meeting again at 9 o'clock on Saturday. Until then, have a great day.